Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Zion. After the successful conquest and conquer of Yericho, the Pasuk tells us, Perek Zion, Pasuk Aleph, Vayim Alu B'nei Yisrael Ma'al Becherem, the B'nei Yisrael violated the ban regarding the sacred things. Nobody was allowed to take from the spoils of Yericho as per Yehoshua's instructions, but apparently we are told somebody did. Vayikach Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach Lemati Yehuda min Hacherem. Vayichar Af Hashem b'B'nei Yisrael. We are told that an individual named Achan from the tribe of Yehuda took from the sanctified spoils of war, and the wrath of Hashem burned against the Bnei Yisrael. We have here the concept of Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. All of Israel are guarantors, interdependent and responsible for one another. The Pasuk begins and ends in the plural, Vayim Alu Bnei Yisrael Ma'al Becherem, and it ends with Vayichar Af Hashem B'Bnei Yisrael. However, we are told that only one person stole from the spoils of war, and yet that one person's sin and trespass was enough to cause the wrath of God to flare against the entire nation. Pasuk Beis. At this point, Yehoshua is going to attempt to conquer the next city, the city of Ai. Vayishach Yehoshua Anashim Yericho Ha'ai. So Yehoshua sends men from Yericho to the city of Ai. And what does he want to do? He sends them out to scout out the city. He sends them out, Viraglu Asarats, go scout out the land. And the men go up and they scout and they spy out the city of Ai, figuring that he was successful by sending spies to first conquer and check out, the town of Yericho, the city of Yericho, before the conquest. He similarly does the same thing with Ai. And the spies come back and they say, you don't need to send the whole army up. Maybe 2,000 men, 3,000 men are sufficient to go up to strike at the city of Ai. Ai was a very small city. Kima'at heima, there are a few people. This is a small city, nothing like Yericho. We don't need the whole army. And Vayalu, so they send about 3,000 men, and the men are forced to flee before the town of Ai. Not only that, but the people of Ai smote down approximately about kishloshim v'shisha ish. The Bnei Yisrael lost 36 men in this battle, and the people from Ai chased after the Bnei Yisrael ad ha-shavarim, until shavarim. Rashi says, what does that mean? The Targum explains, until they were broken. The Bnei Yisrael were broken in this war. The hearts of the people melted and they became like water. And Yehoshua actually tore kriya, he tore his garments, and he falls upon his face onto the ground before the ark of Hashem, and he cries and he says, Hashem, aha, woe unto me, Hashem Elokim. Lama ha'evarta ha'vir sa'am azasi arden. Why did you cross us the Jordan River? Lateis osanu biyad ha'amori, to give us into the hands of the Amori, lahavideini, to destroy us? We should have stayed on the Eivar Yarden. This is quite a startling comment coming from Yehoshua ben Nun, the Masharis Moshe. This sounds reminiscent of what the people said in the desert. Better we should have stayed in Egypt and we should have died in the desert. And now Yehoshua says, you know, better we should have stayed on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Why did we cross over? To give us over to the hands of the Amori. Please, my master, Ma Amar, what should I say after the Bnei Yisrael has retreated from before their enemies? The Canaanim will hear, all the inhabitants of the land will hear, they will surround us. Our name will be destroyed from the earth, and what will you do for your great name? And Hashem says to Yehoshua, Kumlach, get up. Lama ze ata nofel panecha, what are you doing? Why are you falling upon your face? Rashi here, this is Pasuk Yud in Perek Zayin, quotes three reasons why Hashem told Yehoshua to get up. One, get up, your tefilos have been heard before me. They're remembered before me. This was a form of tefillah, Rashi says. These psukim, this expression of despair in a sense, when Yehoshua is pleading with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is a tefillah. And Rashi says, get up, your tefillahs have been accepted. Number two, it is your fault that this happened. I wanted a leader, I told Moshe, who would lead the people to battle and who would bring them in. You sent the people to battle, but you did not bring them in and you did not lead them out to war. Therefore, it's your fault that they lost the battle. And third interpretation of Rashi, Bishvelcha, this is because of you. I did not tell you to consecrate the spoils of Yericho. You on your own consecrated the spoils of Yericho. Now Achan stole them. Because of the sin of touching from and taking from the consecrated spoils of Yericho, this has befallen you. It is your fault. Get up. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chata Yisrael, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael have sinned, and they have transgressed the covenant that I have commanded them. They took from the Cherem, V'gam Ganvu, they stole, V'gam Kichashu, they have denied their guilt, and they have put the stolen items into their vessels to conceal them. And the Bnei Yisrael cannot fight before their enemies anymore. They turned away, they ran away from the enemies in Ai. And Hashem tells Yehoshua, we need to identify who the thief is, who is the one who is taken from the spoils. Because until you eradicate the stolen spoils, you will not be able to continue to be successful before your enemies. And therefore, in the morning, Hashem says, bring the tribes before the holy ark. And the tribe that is convicted, bring close his family. And the family that is convicted, bring close the house. And the house that is convicted, bring close the men. And it will be he who is convicted of taking from the spoils. Yisareif ba'esh, shall be burned with fire, he and everything that belongs to him. Wow. Pasuk tes zayin, vayashkem Yehoshua b'boker, Yehoshua wakes up early in the morning, vayakriv es Yisrael, he brings forth the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, what does that mean? Lefnei Choshen, he brings them before the Choshen Mishpat, makom she'ashvatim ksuvim, on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, the names of the Shvatim were engraved in the precious stones, and Hashem gave a sign, she'hasheva she'chata avno kahav, he who sinned, the tribe that sinned, his stone will become dim. The Kahasa Avno Shel Yehuda, the stone of Yehuda became dim, and that is the first indication as the tribes come before the Choshen Mishpat, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, that it is the tribe of Yehuda that has sinned. And they bring forth the families of Yehuda. And they realize that the family of Zerach has been convicted, and they bring forth the families from Zerach, the males, Vayilached Zavdi, Zavdi is convicted. And they further bring close the family, the household, the men, to the house of Zavdi. And what do they find? Vayilached Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach l'mate Yehuda. Achan is implicated. And Yehoshua says to Achan, the next word is so beautiful. You would think that Yehoshua, the leader, would say to Achan, what were you thinking? I said it was off limits. Why did you take anything from the spoils of war? You have brought culpability upon all of Israel. We are all guarantors for one another. Why did you do this? That's the very next word, Pasuk Yates. What does Yehoshua say to Achan, who is clearly guilty, who is responsible for the fall at Ai, who is responsible for the death of 36 men, who is responsible for the wrath of God? Yehoshua is a true leader. And what does he say to Achan? Bini, my son. Simna kavod l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Please give honor to Hashem, the God of Israel. V'tein lo todah. Confess before the Almighty. Hageid nali, please tell me. Ma'asiso, what did you do? Al techachirim, may do not hold back anything from me. What a powerful, powerful teaching into what a parent, what a teacher, what a rabbi, what a leader must be. It's easy to condemn. It's easy to accuse. It's easy to become angry. It's easy to jump to conclusions. It's easy to be harsh. It's much harder to love, especially when the pupil or the child or the congregant has sinned. Yehoshua here in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, teaches us how to be a true leader, a true Rebbe, a true Mora, a true teacher. Bini, my son, I know you sinned, but I still love you. And Achan says to Yehoshua, yes, I have sinned to Hashem, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. And Chazal say in the Gemara that this is not the first time that he took from the spoils of war. Under the leadership of Moshe, he also took from spoils of battle. He says, I saw among the booty a magnificent Babylonian garment. Rashi explains that all the kings in the ancient world wanted palaces in Eretz Yisrael. The king of Babel had a palace in Yericho. When he visited, he would wear this splendorous garment. When Yericho fell, the palace of the Babylonian king fell, and Yehoshua And Achan takes this Babylonian garment, and I took silver, and I took gold weighing 50 shkam, and they are hidden inside my tent. And Yehoshua sends messengers, and they run to the tent of Achan, and they find that, lo and behold, the spoils are hidden in his tent, they are removed, they are brought to Yehoshua, they are spread out before the people, before God. And Yehoshua takes Achan ben Zerach and the silver and the Babylonian garment and the gold and his sons and his daughters and his animals and his tent and everything that belonged to him, v'chol Yisrael imo, and all of Israel along with him. Why did all of Israel need to be present? So Rashi says, liros biriduyo, to see his downfall, v'yivasu, they should be chastised and forewarned, milasos kamo, the B'nai Yisrael should see his downfall so that they should learn going forward. There will be other battles with the Shiva Umos in Canaan that they should not behave in this fashion. And Yoshua says to Achan, you have afflicted us. Hashem will afflict you on this day. Achan is stoned and he is burned with fire. Why has he been stoned? Rashi says, Shechil al Esa Shabbos. He desecrated the Shabbos. He collected the spoils of war, if you recall from yesterday's Perek. The battle and the fall of Yericho was on Shabbos. And Achan took, presumably, the spoils on Shabbos, and he was Mechal Shabbos. He is therefore stoned, burned with fire. They put a pile of stones until this day where Achan was killed, and that place was called Emek Achar Arayim Azeh, the Valley of Affliction, until this very day. We have already learned one important lesson here, and that is how to speak to our children, our flocks, our congregation, our students, even if the other person has sinned, and even if we're ready to judge, Bini, my son, please tell me what you have done, with love, with compassion, and mercy. One more important lesson that we learn here, as soon as they fall by eye and 36 are killed, Yoshua right away falls on his face and he said, why did you bring us here? We should have stayed on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Wow, we're going to fall before our enemies. What was the point of crossing the Jordan? And what does God say to him? Kumach, get up. We already quoted the three interpretations of Rashi as to what Hashem means, but perhaps we can explain alternatively. The Ribbono Shel Olam is reminding us, you are always going to meet setbacks in life. We all know that life does not always go according to plan. And we have two choices, to fall on our faces and to give up and say, why did I even bother? Or to get up, to nip the problem in the bud, to try and solve the issue at hand. Yes, there's a problem. Yes, there was a failure. How can I deal with this and how can I move on? Kum lach. You lost the battle of Ai, but you will continue to be successful in the future. As Rav Yitzchak Kuttner said in his Pachad Yitzchak, his famous letter to a certain Talmud who was struggling, lose the battle, but win the war. We must never despair. We must always get up and go on, even after failure. With this, Tzadik Yipol Sheva V'Kam. The righteous man falls 7 times, but he will always get up. Thank you for joining our learning as part of the Torah Imecha Nachiomi program. Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha Hashalom.